No. Fine, I'm gonna release a beer called fucking Skeletor. Not Skeletor, fucking Skeletor. That's gonna be the name of the beer.
The follow-up is gonna be Goddamn He-Man.
By the power of Grayskull, I have the power!
Don't gargle the beer.
I'm gonna drink this and I'm gonna get dirty!
Ah, what do you need light for? This is radio!
How many beers have you had today?
Not any of your business.
Back in my days of trying to get drunk in the janitorial closet.
I was Bear Grylls when I was 8.
I'm a little drunk.
Oh, okay, yeah. We do need an excuse to get drunk on a Tuesday.
You might need an excuse to get drunk on a Tuesday. I don't need no excuse to get drunk on a Tuesday.
All right, well, please. Welcome to Geek Beer.
What up, all? I'm Tom.
I'm Ethan.
Is you?
I is. I'm still Ethan. I'm always Ethan.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know. Some people, you know, they change from day to day. I don't.
Absolutely no. No. You are steady as a rock.
What do we got today?
Oh, like a rock. What? Oh, yeah. We're doing Stone Night. So we're doing something here, I guess, a little different in that we've got three different Stone Brews. Two of them, though, are both IPAs. However, one is made with a Belgian yeast. Yeah, is that correct?
We picked up, what's this thing called? The Belgique. Anyway, so we got the Stone IPA, the Belgique IPA, which is exactly the same, according to Stone, exactly the same as the Stone IPA, except it's fermented with a Belgian yeast strain.
And that actually, I kind of excited because, you know, we don't usually get a chance to taste two different beers that are essentially the same beer, but using different yeasts.
Yeah, I think, I mean, this is something usually, this is an experiment usually restricted to homebrewers,
yeah,
right?
I mean, so this should be interesting to see. I want to see what they do with it. And then finally, we're gonna finish off the night with something that Ethan, I think, has been talking up a little bit over the last couple podcasts. The Sublimely Self-Righteous Stone, their ale. This is their re-release of their... And there was 11th anniversary?
Yeah, re-release of their 11th anniversary. You said this was the last bottle?
This is the last bottle they had over at Bottleworks. All right, so...
So should we crack open the Stone IPA?
I think that seems like a good place to start, so let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Are you ready for this nastiness?
I am.
Ready to get down with your bad self?
Get down! Is that all I get? What is that like?
I don't know. I wasn't sure how much was pouring in here.
4 ounces?
We're getting to it! God!
Dude, there's 22 ounces in the bottle. Don't be stingy.
I'm not being stingy. I hate you so much. Now, the first thing I'm kind of noticing here, my beer has a bit more head to it than yours does, and the head almost has sort of a yellowish tinge to it.
I think that's the light in the corner.
Mine yellowish tinge!
It is remarkably clear. It's a really light IPA. I have to say this is sort of a classic IPA look. This has a great hop flavor, or hop aroma. It really smells like... It smells like the room I walked in at Red Hook, where they keep their hops, which is like this giant refrigerator, and it's full of boxes, literally boxes of pellet hops. That's what this smells like.
A little hazy.
Is it?
Yeah. I thought it might have been.
Yeah, it's not perfectly clear, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of haze to it.
Shall we try it?
Let's go for it. So, I think we've had the Stone IPA on the podcast before. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just realized, like, after drinking my drink, I was like, this tastes remarkably. We had this.
Well, let's just say this. I'll cut in the previous review, and we'll say this is still one of my favorite IPAs.
It's pretty good. You know what? I think my opinion has changed. I no longer like it. just so we have something new to add.
All right.
I think it tastes kind of like poo and
and
shoe leather mixed together.
Poo and shoe leather mixed together. Well, I've only had that one stew.
Thank you, Dr. Seuss.
But I have to say this doesn't taste anything like that.
Dear listeners, this is the point at which I would have cut in our previous review of Stone's IPA, but in the last few moments, I have had a striking change of heart and decided not to. You will have to be satisfied with the content that we have recorded for this episode. Please direct complaints to management.
Alright, shall we return to the scene of the crime here?
Glug, glug, glug.
Yeah, we're dumb shits.
What are you talking about? We totally did this on purpose.
All right. Stone India Pale Ale, made in North County, San Diego, 6.9 alcohol by volume. We salute you for being a fantastic IPA. All right. We done?
We done.
All right. So let's, now that we've got the Stone IPA fresh in our heads, do you want to describe it a little?
Stone IPA, made by Stone Brewing Company in California.
North.
To say that this IPA is deliciously hoppy would be putting it modestly. Anyway, so I would say, again, the things that I like about this beer are that it is sufficiently hoppy. I think it's a good, moderate amount of hoppiness. without going overboard and crazy. It has a bitterness that does linger on for a little bit. Yep. For example, I'm still tasting a lot of the hop flavor right now, even though we've had this beer done now for a minute or two. But yep. I think it's a nice light IPA without being terribly light. It's not too light. I think
it's not Longhammer.
It's not Longhammer. Yeah. Right.
Awesome. All right.
Sweet. All right. So moving forward.
I'm really excited about this. This was a limited edition. The Stone Cali Belgique. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
And who cares? But it's going to be awesome.
Like I said before, it's the Stone IPA brewed with a Belgian yeast. So on Twitter, they said it gives it a fruitiness that the regular IPA lacks. But we'll see. It might be significantly different.
I definitely would not call their regular IPA fruity. It's very floral, but I think fruity is not a word I would describe. Yeah. Also, this already looks, maybe it's just me, it looks a little bit more clear and also a little bit more dark.
It's definitely a little darker. I would say sort of a darker orange, red, brown, somewhere in that way.
Give that a smell.
Yeah.
Because it does not smell at all. Oh. It does not smell at all like the other IPA.
No, it's definitely got, if you just gave this to me and I was at Brower's, I would say this was some sort of Belgian.
Yeah, this has sort of that spicy Belgian smell that you get out of...
Yeasty. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just sort of that...
I like it. All right, shall we give it a try?
That is very different.
Wow.
I would not.
That's a lot.
I would never guess that these two started from the same basic formula.
Wow. You know, this actually reminds me a lot of the Wet Hop, where it starts very malty and yeasty, but it finishes like an IPA.
Yeah.
But this is like the Wet Hop turned up to 13.
Yeah. I mean, this is very different. It starts off very sweet, which the other IPA didn't really have, the other mm-hmm. Stone. And it also has sort of like a sour edge to it.
Which yeah, is a little
of,
bit.
Which mm-hmm. kind of caught me by surprise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, subtle, but definitely there.
And it also, again, sort of has that sort of general Belgian sort of spicy aroma character to it as well.
Oh, man, I'm really enjoying this. Yeah. The finish is really bitter, like IPA bitter. And it builds just like the regular IPA, which sort of makes me want to keep taking drinks because my mouth is sort of all full of the hot bitterness, you know?
I'm really kind of surprised by this. Like, I was not expecting it to be this radically different from the regular Stone.
I think this is better.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I think if you were to give me the option between the both, I'd probably still go for the regular Stone. I think this is a good... I mean, this is good for mixing it up. I mean, this isn't something necessarily where I'd want every day, but I think this is something I might go back to occasionally. But
This is something I would drink a full bottle of on the couch. This is pretty fantastic. Maybe that's something other brewers should try.
What? Yeah. this is great. I'm glad that they took the time to actually experiment with this and see what they came out with. And
I'm glad they not only took the time to experiment but release it. I mean. Like I said, this is something, I mean, that we used to do with 10-gallon batches, where we would brew 10 gallons and put 5 gallons in, and split the batch up between 2 5-gallon carboys, and then pitch 2 different yeasts and see how it turned out. But really improves my opinion of Stone, as though it could get any higher. But,
All right. We're going to jump into beer news now?
Yeah, I think we're going to jump into beer news. You ready? I got a fuck ton of beer news this week.
It's time for Geek Beer News!
This is number negative one.
Negative one.
Yeah, listener feedback.
We have an actual listener feedback?
No, we don't. But we love to give some, really. Like, we're not experts, but we taste a lot of beer. So, in that sense, we're, you know, knowledgeable. Yeah. And we do research for free.
We have a lot of anecdotal evidence to work off of here, people.
Anyway, you can send email, geekbeer08@gmail.com, or you can write a comment on our blog, of which we see all of them. You can contact me on Twitter, I'm Geekbeer. You can join the Facebook group, which is Geekbeer, and leave a comment there. Tom watches that.
I do?
You do now.
Yeah! I mean, it's awesome there. It's a party 24/7, bitches!
All right. Anyway, we'd love to give some listener feedbacks, but we need your help.
Come on, listener.
All right. So item number zero, we missed Dark Lord Day.
Dark Lord Day?
Yeah. So the Dark Lord Stout, I think.
Yeah.
Has a day. I've talked about this in the past where they sold tickets for.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The golden tickets.
Yeah. I mentioned this only because I don't really care. Yeah. It's probably an awesome beer, but you know what? we all have awesome beers. Beer isn't a limited resource.
Yeah.
That's one reason it's so uninteresting. It's like wood. Wood isn't interesting. It's everywhere. There are rare woods, sure.
But you can always grow more of the rare wood.
I'm getting off topic.
Whatever, yeah.
I'm sure it's a great beer. I'm sure Dark Lord Day is a fun event.
I just feel like the best beer I've ever had for me are some of the Avery brews.
Yeah.
And nothing that I've had from them is more than like $10 a bottle.
Yeah.
And that's like some of the best beer I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to pay $10 a bottle. If that was like $70 a bottle, I'd be like, fuck off! I'm drinking Budweiser. But, you know, yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, I've resigned myself to never attending Dark Lord Day. And you know what? Meh.
I'm probably okay with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right.
If you are interested in reading about it, captainsbeerblog.com was the best write-up I saw.
Excellent.
All right. 0A.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
this is another thing we aren't participating in. We aren't participating in session number 27 because it's about beer cocktails. It's a good noise, yeah. Maybe if we were drunker all the time.
Yeah, beer cock. I'm trying to think. So the only one I can think of course, is the Brass Monkey.
You funky monkey. What is the Brass Monkey, Tom?
The way I always did the Brass Monkey, though, there are different ways you can do it. It's essentially like a mimosa, but you use beer. Mm-hmm. The way that we did it in college was you would go out and buy 40 of your OE.
OE? That's
Old English.
Yeah, baby.
For those of you not in the know. Drink it down to the top of the neck, which is a fucking challenge, because OE is disgusting. Alright? And then you fill it back up to the top with orange juice, at which point Old English
becomes tolerable.
Becomes tolerable.
Fair enough.
It's no longer like paint thinner and piss.
No, it's just sort of like juice and piss.
It's like, yeah, it's just sort of sweet piss. So at that point in your life when you're willing to get drunk off anything, it's, you know. But other people will do it with regular beers.
All right.
That's the only beer cocktail I really know.
The only beer cocktail I know is the Shandy, which is apparently loved by London women. And it's basically a British mild, a British mild and half lemonade. Number one.
Ooh, we're into beer news.
Yes, we're into beer news. National Homebrew Day and American Craft Week are coming up.
Sweet.
In 1988, Congress declared May 7th to be National Homebrew Day. Craft Beer Week, just so everybody knows, is the 11th through the 17th. And May 2nd is the honorary celebration of National Homebrew Day, because National Homebrew Day is actually on a Thursday. The American Homebrew Association decided to celebrate it on May 2nd. So, if this is May 2nd, and you're listening to Geek Beer Podcast, get off your goddamn couch and go do something beer-related. There are all kinds of events going on for the next 2 weeks nationally to celebrate these two things.
Sweet.
Beertown.org/events/bigbrew. 1A. What's her name? Whoever the fuck made Beer Wars responded to all the criticism about Beer Wars.
Really?
Yeah.
Dunkelfuck?
This is what I have to say to her.
Dunkelfuck Vice?
Go to Google and Google, I am a craft brewer video, okay? It's the result will be a 4-minute and 7-second video that's way better than the entirety of Beer Wars or anything that Beer Wars could have been cut into. It's the story Beer Wars should have told, but in much less time. Seattle Beer Week is coming up.
Whoa!
Yeah, it starts on May 7th, actually coinciding with Craft Beer Week and National Brew Day. There are a ridiculous number of events going on, and pretty much every beer place in Seattle has something going on. I don't think there's a beer place in Seattle that I know of that doesn't have an event. All right, number three. Things look promising for legislation that would relax the restriction on the transportation of homebrew in Washington State. If you're interested, see wahomebrewers.org for more information. And item number five, the last item of beer news. beer that we have reviewed in the past called Blank the Elder is actually not pronounced as we've been pronouncing it. It's actually pronounced Pliny.
Pliny?
Pliny.
Yeah, Pliny.
Pliny.
Yeah, Pliny.
Pliny.
Oh, you did have Pliny.
I will
Pliny.
Kill you. All right. And that's,
Pliny!
That's beer news, unless you have anything.
Bottle Works is getting taps, which I think is totally awesome.
See, I think that's pretty cool. Like, yeah. That's sort of a new, like, direction for beer stores, right? Like,
I had never really thought about this before. It seems like a good idea. I know, like, a lot of wine places you go to, like, oh,
yeah.
You have tastings. But now, I'm aware of now two different places. There's one over in Redmond whose name escapes me at the moment. Hop and Vine, I think is what it's called. And then also now Bottle Works is offering samples. So you can go in there. They have four different kegs that will be available starting here in the next week. So by the time this is released, it might actually be available to you. You can go in there and you can drink beer while you're shopping.
All right. Well, you know, as I finish this this Belgique, it's tasting more and more like an IPA, but it still has that that sweet start that I would characterize as Belgian.
I think you're right. Yeah, the hoppiness is definitely becoming more prominent as we go. So I think we should probably move on to the Stone Sublimely Self-Righteous Ale. All right, so you ready for this?
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's so good. So I've had this beer twice now, I guess.
Twice now.
Yeah. And
you've been talking it up so much that I'm afraid it might be one of those things where the hype doesn't live up to the actual experience.
Oh, God, I really hope it does.
Oh, this looks... just after what we've been drinking so far tonight, this looks...
It's so dark.
It's like a Coca-Cola in my glass.
It looks... Yeah, it's definitely got the look of a porter or a stout.
It does. It's very dark.
It's got a decent head. Even yours, which has sort of a light head, isn't giving it up easily, so...
It looks like it really coats the side of the glass here.
Yeah. It's got a gravity to it, for sure.
When you swirl it around.
Actually, it smells a lot like the Stone IPA.
It does, but then it also has sort of an edge to it there that I'm not identifying. It smells almost kind of woody. That's right.
Shall we try it?
Let's try it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm getting more of that flavor now.
I'm going to say that's juniper.
You might be right.
All right.
That might be juniper.
But it's also very hoppy.
It's almost kind of spicy. It's sort of like laboring on my tongue, but not just in my tongue, like in my entire mouth. It's sort of like hot spicy.
Oh, like
very
caliente.
Yeah, a low little capsaicin content or something.
Here. Oh, interesting. There is definitely sort of a burnt, toasty undertone, like something sort of underneath the spice characteristic. And there's a lot of hop flavor there, IPA level hop flavors, and the juniper is very strong. Any sort of typical beer malt flavor is sort of subdued, but there is some sort of sweet backbone that's at least balancing the herbal bitterness. It should be noted that we generally try to restrict our tasting notes to sort of big flavors, right? We're not into like the really subtle, there's a little bit of...
But there's a lot going on with this.
This is a deep beer.
There's a lot of complex things going on. Like, you wouldn't drink this and go... This tastes like I got a shot of coffee in my mouth and I chewed a bunch of juniper berries. What on? No.
And we've had those beers, for sure, right? Like,
not beers, screw that. I just like take shots of coffee and chew juniper berries. Because I'm rad like that.
Where do you get juniper berries? I mean, where?
I grow them in my backyard.
Oh, okay.
In my backyard. Fair enough. Why do you believe these things? You're so stupid. God.
I'm sorry. Can you grow
a juniper
bush in my backyard? If you know what I mean.
Oh! Yeah!
Backyard.
Juniper bush.
You see.
I'm not sure what all of those things mean put together, but I'm sure it's dirty. All
right.
So, yeah. You know, I'm gonna come out and say, I liked the Stone IPA better than this. I think this is good. I don't think it's quite as well balanced as I would like.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to have to hand over your glass to me, and you can just leave.
I bought this. It's mine.
You can leave.
Fuck you.
Fuck!
It's good. I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying I think the Stone is a much better balanced beer. I think Avery, also, when it comes to their big flavor beers, does a better job of balancing the flavors than this does. And so my expectations, by the way, might be set artificially high.
Well, you know what? I have two more bottles of this.
Okay.
We'll have one in that other time. You can tell me that you're wrong at that point.
Big talk from a little man.
I'll give it to you. I won't tell you what it is. I'll just be like, hey, man, I bought this new porter. It's Deschutes' new porter. And you'll be like, what the fuck? This isn't Deschutes' new porter.
This doesn't taste like a porter at all. I would never believe
you. And then you'll be like, this is excellent. And then you'll be like, I was totally wrong.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm just saying I like the Stone's IPA better. I think.
Come on, this has got give it another smell. Tell me you couldn't smell this forever.
Yeah, I could go without smelling it forever. It smells like it's got sort of like a rye bread smell to it.
Oh yeah, good call. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Which I'm not a big fan of rye bread. You know.
All right. Well, shall we finish it off and agree to disagree about the Stone Self-Righteous?
We aren't disagreeing about this beer, you fucking fuck.
Yes, we are.
This beer. It's a good beer. There's nothing wrong with this beer. Yeah. I like the beer. I just don't think it's like the second coming of Jesus fucking Christ. Well,